Well, it was a very, very big arena for us, and it's a very big major competition to go to Boston and take part in the World Championships. And again, as you say, we competed in the provinces, and then we competed in the Irish Championships after Christmas. So I suppose that was a good help in breaking us into the competition of 2,000 metre rowing indoors, and it helped in with the nerves and your performances on the big stage. It helps with that to compete in as many competitions as you can. So yeah, that was a big help to compete in them two competitions before we went to Boston.
Now, just to explain to people a little bit about the sport, those people who maybe wouldn't be too familiar with it, essentially you're on the rowing machines, not dissimilar to the ones that we see in gyms all over the country. It's 2,000 metres is the distance, and it's timed, whoever does it quickest.
Yeah, that's right. The 2,000 metres, it's you're actually racing on screens, and it's like a boat, basically, with your name, and it's the fastest person to get from 2,000 metres to the finishing line. And it's the same machine that would be in the Aura or the community centre, anywhere like that. It's the Concept 2, and it's a standardised machine throughout the world. But the Concept 2 rowing machine is also a very major training. It's a training tool for the Olympic athletes. When they're not in the water, they're on the air rowing machine in the gyms, and it would be a standardised fitness tester for Olympic athletes to see where they're at and whether their physical conditions and mentally and what they're physically capable of getting and achieving through rowing on the machine. And 2,000 metres is the standardised time that they would use to gauge how fit and how athletic they actually are. And it's not a nice machine. It's not a nice distance, because really you have to give everything that you possibly can when you're rowing at 2,000 metres. And every machine at the World Championships has a bucket beside it, because a lot of the guys, once they finish the race, would be sick and would induce some vomiting and things like that. And we've seen a few people being wheeled out getting oxygen. You know, so it's really it's very, very sore in your body. Again, it's a lot of issues play its part, from lactic acid to the stress on your heart and lungs. And it really is a difficult competition, and that's probably why a lot of people tend to stay away from the Concept 2 and their own machine when they're in the gym, because they just give it their all for a few minutes and then they're totally exhausted, and usually they don't go back to the machine.
And quite a few people, no doubt, listening to this program have been in their local gym and they've tried it. They might have done 500 metres or 1,000, but as you say, to be going absolutely flat out in a competitive environment out of that, it's probably one of the most demanding sports you really can do.
It's very demanding, but again, it's a very enjoyable sport. And I've had two people approach me this week in the Aura Leisure Centre, giving me their 2K times and how fast was it. And I thought that was very good, and I thought we were able to exchange opinions on their times and that, and how to improve their times. But it's a machine that you really need to understand the numbers on the screen and to know to understand this, the digits. They're sort of explaining to you how fast you're going, where you're going, your finishing time, and all the rest. But I think it's a machine that people avoid because they don't really understand how much effort to put in. Like, rather than do 500 meters at blast, just go 10 minutes at nice easy pace and just enjoy it and understand your figures and your readings then, and you'll actually improve and get better within the weeks that you train, and then you'll start to enjoy the rowing. Then it'll take more of an enjoyment in it because of the readings that's coming back to you and the improvements that you're making. That's what I would find with people in the gym, is that they don't understand and they just go to the, get exhausted, and then they go off it, and then they say, geez, I'm not going back near that machine again. But when you start to understand your limitations and your goals, then it's a lot more enjoyable, yes.
And you are competing in the lightweight category in your age group, 40 to 49, I think it was, and you won the bronze medal. So 6 minutes, 32 seconds?
6:32. I had a personal best of 6:31 in the Irish Championships, but I was slightly under outside that this time, and hoped to break all my training program the last few weeks leading up to the Worlds would have suggested that I would have been under the 6:30. But the travel, we didn't get there until Friday evening, and we were rowing on Sunday morning this day last week, and for that reason maybe we had a bit of fatigue in our bodies from the travelling over there. And the other thing was a big stage, big competition, maybe you won't always be as fast as what you hope maybe to be, but I had two very good guys racing with me pretty much from the start of the race, and one of them was Olympic record holder in many, many distances, and Suter, Morgan Suter was his name. So me and him battled out basically for the first K and a half, and I was ahead for probably K.2. I was in front, and he had got about 9 metres ahead of me then, but all of a sudden the guy who won the race then come out of nowhere in the last 400 or 500 metres, and he made a very fast split, 500 metre split in his last burst for the line, and that won him the race for about 20 metres from me. So it was a very exciting race, and it was good to be part of an exciting race and not just be blown away by these two guys. And they've rowed all their life, and they've rowed in the water all their life, so they were very experienced, and just to be in the mix with them at the end, I was very happy with that. But there'll be always wee things that you can pick and hope to get better next time, and things that will change next time and all that, and that's good, and that's healthy to have. When I finished the race, it was I can get better again and hopefully improve my time, and the more competition and the more, I guess, more experience I get, you'll get better.
So is it a case, you mentioned them, can you see, is it just the people either side of you how they're getting on, or is there a display and you can see how everybody's getting on, what way does it work?
Well, there was about 2,500 competitors at the World Championships, and there was about four main screens, and my race would have been one of the screens. And basically you can visualise the boats racing, and there was 20 in my race, in my age group. So on my particular screen, they have it set with a certain app that it showed first, second and third. So I could see that in my screen from the start of the race. I was in first place for the first half of the race, and then I went into second then. But in the last few hundred metres, I was overtaken into third place. So the information's coming to you on the screen. If you're capable enough and you have the you can visualize the thing without, because it's them last few hundred meters, you kind of all your senses kind of leave you, because your legs kind of start to lock up and your arms get tired, and you go into negative place, and it's a tough finish at the end. But I would have been seen on the screen, yeah, my place and throughout the race.
And you mentioned there the splits. Is it your pace comes into this? And is there 500 metres, 1,000 metres, 1,500 metres? How steady would you be going through each of those splits?
Well, that's a very good point. Your splits are so important, and to maybe have your splits prior to the race, what you hope to do. And my first 500 metre split would have been 1:35. That maybe would have been a little bit quick, because the guy who won the race was 1:38 for his first 500 metres, which left him 3 seconds behind me. But his next two splits for the next K would have been 2 seconds faster than me. But I would have been still ahead going into the last 500 metres. But his split then was 1:33 for his last 500, which was very, very good. And mine's went down to 1:40 for my last 500, because I had nothing left at the end. And understanding of your splits is very important, and especially when you start racing. And again, it's only good enough with your program and your training throughout, that the 6 to 10 to 12 weeks before you go to these races, that you have an idea of what pace you should be at. You know, I know there is people that like to fly and die, as they call it. You just go for it and just hold on to the end. But the good guys seem to have a fair idea of what splits they can actually do. So that's a very important point when you're racing, is to know your splits and to know where you're at. And sometimes you can go out of your comfort zone, but if you go too fast at the start, it usually means a slow ending. So that was probably a bit what happened to me.
Now, you had a very successful boxing career. Did that help going into indoor rowing, what you would have done in training previously?
It probably does help, because I would be very diligent in my training, and I'm training twice a day, and you know, concentrating on hard sessions, easy sessions. And I've been in contact with a few guys across the water in England, and one guy in Germany, who are very experienced racers, and they've been giving me their programs. And which it's included in their programs is rest days, and I would find that difficult sometimes to take rest days, but I would be utilizing a lot of rest days in that, and that's been helping a lot, and just trying to be a bit more constructive about my training, and that definitely helped leading up to this competition. But you're right, it's important to have a proper structure there, and following a proper structure.
Yeah. Now, your son, Keane, he was also taking part and had a PB. Little surprise, part of the Ireland's Fittest family, of course, that we all saw you on television recently. So he's only been involved relatively recently in the sport. Is it a sport that more and more young people are getting into?
It's a sport that's become very popular since the Donovans in from Cork have won the Olympic medals. And I think there's been a big influx in local clubs around the country as far as young people goes and taking part in water rowing. But indoor rowing's a wee bit different, because there's a lot of technique involved with indoor rowing to get the right power into your stroke and to use your legs and all that kind of stuff. But well, the water rowing, I suppose, is very technical, and there's guys in town here who are very helpful to me, and Kane, Ray Kinna and Gutano Odrissel, who are very good rowers with Derry Rowing Club. So they're always on hand to help us out and give us advice. And I've had one day's training with Derry Rowing Club out in the water, and I found that very good. Gutano Odrissel took me out, and I had an hour and a half of rowing in the water, which was great fun. But it's a very technical sport, but it seems to have gained a lot of popularity since the Donovans won the Olympic medals. And with the indoor rowing, you know, I think I always like to emphasise that anybody can do indoor rowing. And I suppose I've been doing it for probably 20 years, and I enjoyed indoor rowing as a boxer, because I like to go into the gym, and I would avoid the treadmill and the cross trainer and stuff, and I would always go rowing, because I often enjoyed the rowing. But I have spent sort of time running, and I would do a bit of mountain trekking and that over the years, and biking and that, but I found it a bit sore in the body at times, and sore in the hips and stuff like that. But with rowing, it's very non-impact, and I can actually give my all in training and not be sore the next day. So I find that very, very helpful at my age, that I can sort of give 100% in training and not be sore the next day, which unfortunately which was happening to me with running and stuff, you know. So it's a sport anybody can take up, indoor rowing, and at the Irish Championships there was thousands, I think there was over 1,250 or something at it. And, you know, there was a lot of people there that mightn't be the most athletic people or, you know, gifted people for running, but they're taking part and they're competitive. And at my age, at 43, to be, you know, trying to be competitive and compete in the World Championships, I think is very healthy, you know, and it's a good thing for people. And it's a good, safe sport to take up without actually getting injured.
Now, you mentioned the machines that you're using are found in gyms all over the country. You've also touched on it, and perhaps fortunate in Letterkenny that there is some degree of coaching and advice you can take, but there could be people going into a local gym, the equipment might be there, but maybe they don't know who to approach to get that little helping hand. Is there a federation or a county-wide structure, or how does one go to find out more about it?
Well, you've got the Irish Rowing Association, and they have an internet page, and you can Google them too, and you know, there's loads of information on and training programs and stuff, and even for the indoor rowing there's loads of programs and information on that. And again, you're right, going to the gym, there's not a lot of stuff direction for the indoor rowing, but again, you can get a lot of information out there from the Irish Indoor Rowing. But I know a few people in Letterkenny that have gone to Derry and gone to other clubs throughout Ireland and have taken up the water rowing, because I think it's a great sport for any young person, you know, to try and to see if they're good or if they have the capabilities for it or if they enjoy it. It's a great healthy sport, and it's a great sport to be out in the water, and you know, it's so good to come out of that water after rowing. You know, it's a nice feeling.
And looking to the rest of 2017, what's Danny Ryan's plans?
Oh, Danny Ryan, I don't know. I don't know what plans he has, but in the rowing season, you know, there's British Championships and there's Scottish and Welsh, and there's the European Championships and there's the World Championships, and then there's a few competitions in between. That seems to run from sort of September right through to the Crash B World Championships, which took place last Sunday. There's sort of a season there where the indoor rowers would be competitive and have their training done for them particular races. So it's probably a wait now to maybe next year, September time, and maybe take part in more competitions in that and maybe see how I can improve and maybe go back to the World Championships next year and compete and maybe challenge maybe for the gold medal this time.
And just touching on the World Championships, they've been going for over 20 years?
26 years, from what I can see, you know, they're established. And there was a good few Olympians that attended this World Championships indoor rowing, and there was a guy there in the 40-49 class who attended a lot of Olympics competitions in his time, and he would actually broke the 40-49 heavyweight world record, and that would be he'd done a 5:47, which was an amazing time for a guy in that age category to get that fast time. And yeah.
And just if anybody is thinking of getting more involved, or what would your advice be? Go to the local gym, look it up on the internet, find out a little bit more about it.
Well, I've been at there and I've seen the guys in the working there, or the gym instructors. They are helpful and they will give you sort of a guidance on how to row. And I was actually talking to somebody down there today, just finishing, and we have to meet up on Monday afternoon, and he wants to have a try at rowing to see how he's going to do in that. So there is people there, but the gym instructors in there are pretty good, and the community centre I used to go to many a time too, and you know, there's always somebody there for helpful advice and stuff.
And now that you've competed at a high level, no doubt it's going to inspire other people locally, because the profile of the sport has been raised.
Well, that's the good thing. I suppose that's why I'm sitting here. I'm not here for my own profile. I'm just here, like, it's promoting something different. And again, it's a sport. It's a healthy sport, you know. And it's a sport where you can actually, again, I like to stress that there's not a lot of injuries that you can get with rowing, unless your technique's very bad, that you know, you could hurt your back or stuff, or maybe pull muscles in your legs or stuff, maybe. But that's very seldom, unless your technique's very bad. But I'd just like to say that we stayed in Boston. A guy, Kevin Dillon from Letterkenny, kindly gave us his accommodation to stay in when we were over there. So me and Kane was very grateful to him for his help in putting us up over there, because it was nice to have a home from home. And in a way, when we were in Boston, and it made it good, we could eat our own food and we could cook our own food, and that was a big help. And I'll just thank Kevin Dillon for the use of his accommodation when we were over there.
So just in conclusion, it's been a great year. It's a sport that's growing, and you'd certainly be optimistic about the future, as you've touched on. Maybe you'll go on to even bigger things next year, and as well with Keane there and more people getting involved locally here in Donegal, we're going to hear a lot more about indoor rowing.
Well, I think we will. I think indoor rowing, yeah. Hopefully next year we have the guys that we train with in our own gym, and there's about three or four at the minute that's hoping to maybe go down for the Irish Championships again. And we have one guy in the gym, a guy called Bernard Duhon. He's a skiff racer from the Maharorti, and he's a very good skiff racer. He actually got first in the 30-39 heavyweight category at the Irish Championships. So he's a very competitive rower too, but he didn't go to the World Championships because due to work commitments. And we have another rower, John Duhon from down Maharorti, is a very capable rower in the heavyweight category in the 500 metres. So there we have plenty of interest, and we have another few guys in the class very capable of doing fast times. And hopefully this year coming, we'll be travelling to Limerick with hopefully four or five good competitors this year to take part in the Irish Championships. So hopefully we'll get something going with people. And listen, if anybody wants to take part in indoor rowing, we can help out in any way at all, because Kane and myself were always available to help advise anybody and get them involved in the sport. And again, you've got very good people like Ray Kenna and Gaetano Driscoll who offer their services on the water. And Gaetano was also an Irish medalist many a times on the indoor rowing and the Irish Championships, and he's in the 50 to 59 category, and he's a very capable rower in the indoor rowing. So yeah, there's plenty of interest about. And we also, I must mention, the Kincastle Rowing Club that have travelled to Irish Championships the last few years, and Paul McGonigal medalled at the last championship. So, and CrossFit actually sends somebody down for the Irish Championship. So there is a interest gaining, yes, in indoor rowing, and it's just another way of being competitive and another sport that somebody could enjoy without, you know, doing the sports that sort of come first, like running or soccer or Gaelic. Sometimes you mightn't be the best at them, but there's an avenue somewhere else, and maybe it could be indoor rowing.